Thank you for listening to this episode of the Moonshot Podcast. My guest for this episode is my younger brother, Preston, who is a huge baseball fan. On this episode, we talk about recent news about the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas, Utah potentially getting an expansion, Major League Baseball team, and more. What is happening, everybody? We are live. I am here with my younger brother, Preston, doing another pod. What's up, Preston?
What up, homie?
Yo, dude. So my last podcast, or sorry, not my last one, two podcasts ago, I had Ben on again. We talked about the NBA playoffs, and today you and I are going to talk a little bit about baseball and whatever else comes to our minds.
Yeah, I'm stoked. We got some news to share.
Yeah, dude. Well, why don't you share this news for us?
So, to my understanding, the Oakland Athletics MLB team will be moving to Las Vegas.
That is the rumor and the hope. Because Oakland is a terrible sports city.
And the Oakland Coliseum is way too big for the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah. And it's just a really, really old stadium, too.
I don't even know how old it is.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Oakland Coliseum, 1966.
Oh, man.
I mean, when you build a stadium for a football team and a baseball team, it's just like, eh. Sure, it was a good idea in the 60s, but.
Yeah, it was revolutionary for its time, but.
Yeah.
It did not age well because I've been watching videos on like the Oakland Coliseum and just for games, they just have like all the upper decks like tarped off. Like nobody can get seats for them. They're just closed off because they're not a big enough. Well, I mean, they've had games in the past where it's a packed stadium, but on average, they're not.
Oh,
they're
dude,
not,
I would be
they're not selling out.
I would be surprised if they were even filling up a fourth of their stadium for games. Unless it's like the playoffs.
Yeah, I read a thing recently. I don't remember exactly how recent it was, but they had a game that there was only like 4,000 in attendance. And that's not like...
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Pledge Roofing and Construction, a locally owned business here in Oklahoma City. Pledge will restore any damage your home has received from storms. Pledge is a licensed, insured general contractor specializing in hail damage restoration, including roofs, gutters, windows, garage doors, siding, and fencing. Check the link in the show notes for their website to schedule a free inspection on your home.
Oh my gosh, that is so bad.
Yeah, it's not good. So
4,000 in a stadium that seats probably 65,000.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Oh.
Dude, so I just pulled up this article on Bleacher Report titled MLB's Rob Manfred, he's the commissioner of the league. Sorry for fans. Blames Oakland government for A's move to Vegas.
Dang.
It's true, man, because, like, I mean, that's why the Raiders left Oakland, because they just got screwed in by the city, and they couldn't get out of their lease with the stadium or whatever, and so they're like, yeah, we're leaving.
It probably had a lot to do with COVID as well.
I'm pretty sure they moved before COVID.
Was it before COVID?
Yeah. Because it took like 2 years to build the stadium.
That's true. I remember driving through Vegas like a handful of times and driving past the stadium. It's so big. It's huge.
It's huge.
And yeah, they didn't start playing for a long time. because they took forever to build. But where I was going to get with COVID was in the thing that I read about the A's moving to Vegas was, since COVID, they haven't been able to get their attendance numbers back up.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, that makes sense. California obviously has a little more strict COVID, policies, but it's just Oakland is obviously a good place for a team just in general because the fans love it there. Like the fans, I've just heard stories of the fans, as Raider fans, I mean, and how like diehard and dedicated they were. And like, it was just one of the craziest experiences to go to a Raiders game.
Yeah.
And obviously when, the A's are occasionally good, it's probably the same thing. You have diehard fans there. But the city just is not willing to work with professional sports teams there. It's really sad because the fans are incredible.
Dude, yeah. And like, personally, if I lived in a city that had a pro baseball team and they moved away, I would like be heartbroken. It's like, you always hear about like in the NBA, like how heartbroken Seattle fans were when the Supersonics left.
Right.
But now you got the Supersonics in OKC as the Thunder.
Yeah. It's so hilarious because Seattle's probably three times the size of Oklahoma City. But, you know, the Sonics left Seattle because Seattle wouldn't give them a new stadium.
Oh, really? That's what it was?
Yeah. Dang. It's and the Sacramento Kings almost moved to Vegas. The basketball team. They said, we're going to move to Vegas unless you, they told the city of Sacramento, they said, we're going to move to Vegas unless you give us like 2/3 the money we need to build a new stadium.
Wow.
And so Sacramento was like, sure. Okay. Here's $3 billion or however much it was. I don't know.
Dang.
It was probably like a couple hundred million, but
yeah.
yeah. So that's what teams do, though. They threaten to leave unless they get a new stadium, which I get. You know, the Oakland Coliseum's like 60 years old, and it's not Dodger Stadium. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Oakland Coliseum is historic in its own sense, but as compared to like national history, you don't get as good as like Dodger Stadium or old Yankee Stadium.
Old Yankee Stadium, yeah. Yeah. Man, me and Gentry, my wife, went to New York in 2016, I think. Went to a Yankees game. And first of all, I'm not a Yankees fan, but I got the chills walking into that stadium.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I know it's the new one, but I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, just this is like
the spirit and the energy there.
Dude, it's like the spirit of the baseball gods are there, man. That's a real thing. Like, 27 championships. Like, it's just one of the meccas of sports.
Dude,
it is incredible. And people are still pissed that there's a new stadium. The people in New York, they still talk about it. It's hilarious.
Well, you know, some people love their history.
Yeah, I get it. Dude, at that game, that Yankees game we went to, we were sitting just past first base and up like 20 rows or something. So like we could see the action. And there's these four old guys, probably in their late 60s, early 70s, sitting three or four rows in front of us. And all they were doing the whole game was just talking like stats. And it's just like, you know that these dudes have been going to Yankees games for 50, 60 years.
Man.
And I was just like, that is so cool. That was one of the highlights of that trip, honestly. We just seeing those old dudes, probably been best buddies for half a century, just talking baseball stats for they 4 hours.
They have
season
tickets. They just go to every single game.
Probably, dude.
Dude, that would be a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. It was way cool. It was way cool.
So but yeah, dude, the Oakland A's might be moving to Las Vegas. So is it just like a rumor for now?
Or
is it pretty set in stone? Do you know?
So this article that I pulled up on Bleacher Report came out today, and the commissioner of the MLB is saying that he feels sorry for the fans in Oakland.
Oh, dang.
So it seems pretty solid that
they most likely are going. Yeah.
Oh, per the Associated Press, the A's, Nevada, and Clark County will collaborate on a public and private partnership to fund a new stadium with a seating capacity of, yeah, wow. So Vegas and Nevada, they're already working on plans for a new stadium.
Wow. So it's pretty set in stone as far as we know.
Yeah. The hope is to start construction on the new stadium next year and begin play in Las Vegas for the 2027 season. Wow.
Dang.
It remains unclear what the team's temporary home will be following the 2024 season when its lease at the Oakland Coliseum expires. One option is playing at the home of the team's AAA affiliate, the Las Vegas Aviators. Oh, interesting.
Oh, so their AAA team is in Vegas already?
Interesting. Yeah, sounds like it.
Dang.
That's they might convenient. Have to expand their AAA team seating capacity.
I imagine they'd probably do something like that. Add new seats for the time being.
So crazy, man. So it sounds legit. Sounds like they're getting the team. They're legit moving.
Oh, dude, this is like, to me, this is a dream. Since I was a kid, I wanted a team to go to Las Vegas so bad, just because it's, I mean, I'm living in St. George right now, which is in southern Utah. And
so you're 2 hours away.
It's only an hour and a half, 2 hour drive from Vegas. And I've never been close to a major league team. The closest team has been the Angels. That's why I've been an Angels fan my whole life, or mostly my life. But yeah, so this is very, very exciting news for me because it's basically just right down the road.
Yeah, I mean, if I know you've kind of been talking about moving out of St. George, but if you stay there, like, you better get like season ticket packages.
Oh yeah,
you can buy like 20 game packages or something like that.
Uh huh.
So, dude, dang, you better be going all the time.
I will be. I've considered, like, since the news of the A's moving to Las Vegas, I'm now considering moving to Las Vegas because of that. I've never really wanted to live in Las Vegas, so it's because it's not really my type of city. I don't really have a party attitude or energy or whatever. I just kind of like to hang back and chill. So I've never really had the desire to live in Vegas, but honestly, getting an MLB team there, I would definitely move there for Major League Baseball.
Dude, I mean, Vegas does have that like party city. What's the word I'm trying to think of? Reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Strip is such a small part of Vegas. Like Vegas is huge. And if you haven't ever been to Vegas, like it is a massive city.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Henderson, which used to be the really nice area, and now like Summerlin is kind of the nice new area of Vegas. But dude, it's huge, man. So you could find a quieter part of town for sure.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I'm just talking about in terms of like things to do. More times than not, it's just like, you know, the party scene is the big part of Vegas.
Yeah,
but like MLB. You know, that would get me to Vegas.
Yeah, for sure, man. I wonder where they'll build it. I wonder if they'll build it close to the Strip.
Hopefully.
I feel like there's a lot of land. You and I have been there a lot. So if you get off, what is it, Tropicana, if you're on the I-35 going south and you get off Tropicana, like you're going to the airport and you drive by like New York, New York, MGM, mm-hmm. and you're going towards UNLV. I feel like after like MGM Grand and in between UNLV, there's like a lot of open land. I wonder if it could go there.
I'm honestly not too familiar with over there. The only time I'm in that area is when I like pick up or drop people off at the airport. Is that kind of the similar area you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But maybe that wouldn't work since the airport's right there too. Planes flying right over the stadium, taking off and landing.
There is the, I mean, I wouldn't know anything, but I mean, there's obviously like tons of land like coming south from St. George. You know, there's over by, is it NASCAR that's there? Or there's that racing track?
The Speedway.
The Speedway.
The Las Vegas Speedway. I think it's a NASCAR track.
I mean, there's tons of like empty land over there.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of in the middle of nowhere at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably want it. Yeah. I mean, that could totally work, but I feel like they probably want it where there's a lot more traffic.
Yeah. And like everybody will be like on the strip. That's what people go to Vegas for.
Yeah, dude. Vegas is bumping. It's bumping, man. Yeah. I would move there, but Nevada requires you to take their bar exam. You can't just like transfer.
Oh, really?
I'm not taking another bar exam, man. So screw Nevada.
That's fair, bro.
Yeah. But I'll come visit. You move to Vegas. I'll come visit you. We'll go to,
some baseball games. We'll go see the Angels play.
Some A's games.
Yeah.
I bet they won't be called the A's anymore. They'll probably change.
Hopefully. I've never liked the name Athletics. I've never been a fan. When I was in Little League, because in Little League, they'll have your team be one of the, you know, the major league names.
Yeah.
So one of the years I played Little League, I was on the A's and we actually got in first place that year. So that gave me more confidence in the name just because of what I did with my team. But
right.
Outside of that little thing from my childhood, outside of that little thing from my childhood, I've never liked the Athletics name.
Yeah, I just think it's
kind of bland. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I'm a little bit sad because, have you seen the movie Moneyball?
No, but I've seen quite a few parts of it, just like on YouTube and stuff. Is it on anything right now? Do you know?
I actually really
want to watch that.
I have no idea. It's one of the best sports movies I've ever seen.
This is with Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the guy's, what's his name? Billy Bean. That's his name. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's still working with the A's.
Really?
Yeah. So he moves from, Billy Bean moves. This was in November of 2022, so just a few months ago. Billy Bean moves from A's baseball operations to senior advisor.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so Moneyball, I mean, it goes deep into how the A's just run their baseball team and how they don't care about like the big name stars. They just care about guys that produce. And it's very strategic in how they like bring in new guys based on their stats and stuff. And it is, I mean, there's like almost zero baseball in the movie. It's all about the behind the scenes stuff, but it's fascinating.
That's so fascinating. Sweet.
So definitely watch that if you can.
Didn't the A's win the World Series in like the late 80s?
Ooh.
Is that when the movie takes place?
No, I think it takes place in the early 2000s. I could be wrong. Hold on, let me find it.
You're good.
The last one, they've won 9 World Series. That's crazy.
Wow, I didn't know that.
1910, 1911, 13, 29, 30, 72, 73, 74. Oh, a three-peat? That's insane. And then 1989 was the last one.
Gotcha.
Oh my gosh, they've been... Oh, they won the 2020 divisional title. That's decent.
Oh yeah, I remember. Was that before COVID or right when COVID started?
I think it was... That was probably the end of the year.
Gotcha.
Baseball playoffs is always like the fall.
That's right. I'm so bad with remembering that kind of stuff when all the playoffs start. And I mean, there's spring training. It's in the name. So
yeah,
that's pretty self-explanatory.
I've just always remembered when baseball playoffs are because Derek Jeter's one of his nicknames is Mr. October. Because he just plays so well in the playoffs. Oh, so I call him Mr. October. Okay,
that makes sense. I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that name, but I've never known why they call him that. That's funny. Yeah.
So, I don't know. They kept the Raiders name, so maybe they'll keep the A's, but...
Yeah. Just personally, I hope they change it. I think that'd be cool if they had something like how... It's the Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, because obviously there's rattlesnakes in the desert. I think that'd be really cool if they had like the Scorpions the Las Vegas, or something. The
Scorpions would be decent.
That was just right off the top of my head, but I would like. Sorry, what?
They could call them the Las Vegas Droughts since the team is in such a winning drought.
And the Droughts.
Vegas is going to have to start pumping water from Lake Mead.
Oh, my.
I bet Twitter has some good names.
Twitter's got like everything.
Oh, the A's will keep the team name in Vegas.
No, dang it, that's
lame. I think they need a rebrand, man. Like the Raiders is just kind of iconic.
Yeah. Because the Raiders were in LA and then they moved to Oakland.
Yeah.
And now they're in Las Vegas. Do you know where the A's were before they went to Oakland?
I can find out.
Let me look that up really quick. Oh, dang. Oakland's killing the Angels right now.
What's the score?
7-2.
Jeez.
And it's only in the third inning or the fourth inning. Holy cow.
That's crazy. Dude, the Dodgers lost to the Cubs the other day, 13-0. It was bad.
13-0?
Yeah.
Dang, bro.
I'm reading stuff on Reddit. People are just like posting team names they think would work. Somebody says Las Vegas baseball team. Ah!
Jeez.
Have you heard that? The Washington football team?
Uh-uh.
They changed the names from the Washington Redskins, but they couldn't agree on a team name. So for like 2 seasons, they were just called the Washington football team.
That's so funny.
It's so stupid, man. How hard is it to come up with a team name?
Is it like Washington, D.C., that Washington?
Yeah, yeah, that Washington. And so now they're called, I think they're the, called the Commanders. I don't even freaking know. Yeah, the Commanders.
So funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. But let's see. What else? The Aces. That would be cool because Aces actually like fits baseball.
Uh-huh.
But the WNBA in Vegas already took that, so that wouldn't work. The Pilots? Yeah. Ooh, my... I like this, the Las Vegas Mafia. Ah.
That's dope. Freaking play Frank Sinatra at every game.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
So,
oh, just, the Vegas Vipers. I dig that.
Ooh, that's dope. I feel like we people should petition for a rebrand.
Yeah.
So the Athletics started out as the Philadelphia Athletics from 1901 to 1954.
Oh, wow.
And then from 1955 to 1967, they were the Kansas City Athletics.
That's what? Cool. I did not know that. That's wild.
And then in 1968, then they moved to Oakland. That's cool.
Interesting.
But yeah, I'm really excited for them to move to Las Vegas. I'll be going to a lot of games if I'm still here in Southern Utah or if I move to Vegas for some reason.
Dude, move to Vegas.
I'll need to find a decent job.
You could probably do what you're doing now or something similar.
Yeah. My company, we're actually kind of like in an expanding process.
Yeah.
So we have two locations in Northern Utah and one location down here in Southern Utah. And then my boss wants to expand like up into Idaho, down into Arizona. And I think we even get customers that come all the way from Las Vegas to, you know, come get roofing supplies from us.
Yeah.
So and Vegas is huge with like real estate and like building stuff. So there's tons of business to be had there.
For sure.
So if my company ever, you know, opens a location in Las Vegas, that'd be a way easier moving process.
Oh yeah. So. Totally, dude. Man. Yeah. Well, I'm excited. Even if they just start playing, like that article said, at their AAA team stadium. I wonder how big that stadium is.
I don't even know. I didn't even know there was a AAA team in Vegas.
Yeah, the only reason I knew there was is because we've gone to a few OKC Dodger games where they played the Aviators.
Oh, really? Dang.
Yeah.
I really like the Aviators name, honestly.
Dude, yeah, they could just keep that.
And it's just, still yeah, kind of change. Like...
Go ahead.
And if people really wanted to, they could still keep the A's name with Aviators, you know? Or just a nickname.
Yeah, they could still call them the A's as a nickname, yeah. Dude, that's genius, man. Yeah. Dude, I like that a lot, actually. Because you can still have the AAA team called the Aviators because the OKC Dodgers team is the LA Dodgers. Yeah. And then the Cubs AAA team. I think they're in Iowa, but I think they're called the Iowa Cubs. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Also, another thing with baseball.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about. Yep.
Utah.
Utah. Yep.
Utah is pushing to get a baseball team, apparently. I don't know who officially within the Utah.
I know who.
Realm. Who is it? Because I only heard about it one time.
Yeah, it's Gail Miller. Larry H. Miller's widow.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when I was pulled up that article on Bleacher Report for the A's. I pulled up an article for the Utah MLB team on CBS. So it says a group led by Gail Miller, former owner of the NBA's Utah Jazz, intends to pursue a Major League Baseball franchise in Salt Lake City.
Wow. Dang, that'd be so amazing.
Says the group Big League Utah joins Nashville's Music City Baseball and Portland's The Diamond Project in seeking an MLB expansion franchise.
Dang, an expansion.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool.
Because I was, this is just a theory or a thought, and I'm not one to make any sort of real judgment when it comes to this because I don't know enough. But with all the crap going down with the Angels organization, I wouldn't like. I this is also kind of just wishful thinking. Like, what if they moved to Utah? Because they already have their AAA team in Salt Lake, right?
Right.
And because I don't know, I feel like Anaheim is not the biggest, you know, place to get sports fans in. Because I went to an Anaheim Ducks game a month or two ago. That was so fun, but there was also nobody there.
Seriously?
Wow. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even half full. It was, in terms of entertainment and sports, that was some of the most fun I've ever had. Just because, like, I know the Ducks to kind of have, like, a losing reputation. I don't know hardly anything about hockey. I just wanted to go to a Ducks game. And then...
Yeah.
But at the same time, the fans there did seem pretty devoted.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah.
The few Angels games that I've been to, it's like the fans there are like diehards.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
A ton of them, but it's just hard when you're literally LA's little brother.
Yeah.
And it's not even like the Lakers and the Clippers' little brother. It's like you are the legit, you're the baby, you're Anaheim.
Yeah.
You are the baby brother. Like, get out of town. Nobody wants to be in Anaheim. Also, they want to be in LA.
Yeah. Also, the name, the official title of the Angels is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, which is
so stupid.
Translated into English is the Angels of Anaheim. It's so dumb.
Oh my gosh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I just didn't really think about it.
Yeah, I never knew that until like recently someone pointed that out. It was like literally when you translate Los Angeles, it just says the same thing twice and then Anaheim or whatever. It was something along those lines. And
I don't know who makes that decision. Probably the owner, and the owner's an idiot, Art Marino. He announced last year that he was going to explore options to sell the team because he's just awful. And earlier this year, he said, just kidding, I'm not going to sell the team.
Dang.
I had so much hope, and I was like, oh my gosh, please sell the team. Turn this team around. Free Mike Trout.
Or nope. What if the Angels moved to Salt Lake and Mike Trout made his return?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just wishful thinking.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I would love to see an expansion team, though. Yeah,
that'd be cool. Add another one. That would be really sweet. I wonder what that would be called.
I'm sure there's a Twitter or Reddit thread of that. Probably a lot of stupid names.
Yeah. The Salt Lake City Mormons. The Saints.
The Saints. Oh, man.
The Smiths.
No. the bees. Salt Lake bees. Eh, it's not terrible.
I mean, it makes sense.
Just
well, there's the what the insect of the state or whatever is the honeybee or something like that. And you got a beehive on the flag, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Cougars.
The cougars. Oh my.
Or
just do like the mountain lions. Yeah.
The Gila monsters.
Is there even, I don't think there's Gila monsters in northern Utah.
No, I doubt it.
I've seen one down here.
Yeah, I know you have.
Southern Utah. They're freaking gnarly.
Saw like scorpions.
I like that.
Yeah.
The scorpions. What else?
I'm looking at top Utah predators. Black bear, the moose, that wouldn't work. Rattlesnakes, mountain lions, black widow.
The widows.
Oh man, no. Bro. It's terrible. Oh.
Yeah, that's awful.
Gosh.
I apologize.
I like the scorpions, man.
Scorpions. I would like that. That'd be sick. But it's also interesting. Like, are there other cities where they have a AAA team and a major league team where they're not like related? Like, since the Angels, like, since the Angels AAA team is in Salt Lake.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder if they would just like make the bees the new Utah MLB team's AAA team and then like have the Angels have a different AAA team. I'm not sure. I don't know how that would work. I don't know. My father-in-law would know. He's
Randy.
Should have him on the podcast. Yeah, he's so smart with baseball, dude. He freaking played at BYU, and all he does is watch baseball now.
Oh, that's right. Dang.
Yeah. He's actually going to be here next week. I'm going to ask him.
Right. Yeah, you should ask him.
Yeah, he knows a lot about like the team, like AAA and AA, and how all that works. And they call it the farm system, because guys usually start out in like AA and work their way up to AAA and then to the big leagues.
Wasn't Aaron Judge in AAA for a long time before?
I don't know. So we saw, when we went to that Yankees game in 2016, we saw him like it was the end of the season. And so they, like, I think a lot of guys were injured. And he walked up to the plate and nobody knew who he was because he'd only play like a handful of major league games because he would just like get called up for 10 days and then go back down.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And then he had that crazy home run season. Was that his first season, full season with the Yankees where he broke the record, right? For home runs?
No, he didn't break the record. That was last year.
Or he was close.
I think, hold on, let me see.
I could be totally wrong. I swear he was like neck and neck with another dude on breaking the record. I don't remember if he actually did, but it was like one of his first seasons with full seasons with the Yankees. I could be totally wrong though. But then that record got broken again, I think. I could also be wrong in that area.
Let's see. Most home runs in a season. Barry Bonds with 73. Mark McGwire with 70. Sammy Sosa with 66. Mark McGwire with 65. Sammy Sosa. Aaron Judge with 62. So he's 11 away from the record.
Oh, so he was close.
Does Barry Bonds was 73 in 2001. Dang. Oh, my gosh.
Did it say what year that was for Aaron Judge?
It was last year, 2022.
Dang. I'm tripping. Man. I don't know why I thought that was one of the earlier seasons for him with the Yanks.
Dude, you're tripping, man.
I am. I'm reading false articles.
You need to quit reading the Babylon Bee.
Oh my. The freaking Babylon Bee.
Bro, okay. This might be a hot take, but just hear me out. Why don't they freaking let baseball players take steroids? Isn't the goal to pitch faster and hit the ball further? Steroids will help you do that. Everybody wants to see 500-foot home runs every time.
Yeah, I know. Because
everybody wants to see 100-mile-an-hour pitches. Let them freaking take steroids. It's not a contact sport.
Well, Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds, you know, they were juiced right up.
They were Sammy Sosa. Dude, people, that was like, after that, it was like, I feel like when baseball started to die.
Yeah. And I remember... The last couple seasons, a lot of pitchers have been really pissed off because they changed the ball, like the actual ball itself.
Mm.
And it's like a little bit lighter and more aerodynamic or something. So a lot more home runs have been being hit.
Interesting. That's weird.
And like, I don't know if they ended up resolving that problem. I think it was last year where tons of pitchers were like, the balls are messed up. Huh. It sounded kind of funny, but but no, yeah, like gosh, guys were hitting home runs like crazy because the balls were like a little lighter and more aerodynamic. I don't know.
Dude, that makes sense because, I mean, the Yankee Stadium, like right field is like 300 feet. Like, it's so easy to hit a home run in Yankee Stadium. Like, people get pissed. It's like, that's not even a freaking home run, but it is.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that was something they ended up resolving. I haven't really heard anything about it.
Yeah.
Since, like, last season, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But seriously, though, like, all right. Here's an idea. The Saudis need to make their own baseball league that allows steroids. They started their own golf league. Make their own people will go to that to see dudes hit 500-foot home runs every single game. Who wouldn't want to see that? Dude, I saw Barry Bonds. When did he break the record?
Didn't you say it was like the game after you went, he broke the record or something?
It was a game before he tied the record.
Oh.
So when was that? Yeah. So me and Ben were visiting Vicky in California, and Vicky's friend, her husband had tickets to the game and invited me and Ben to go. So it was like a game or two before Barry Bonds tied the record, tied it, not broke it. But we were way past first base and that kind of more the outfield. Mm-hmm. But we were on the lower level. Like, they were sweet seats. And I just remember this. And this is the only thing I remember about that game. First at bat, first pitch, Barry Bonds cranks one out of the park into the water.
Goodness.
The whole stadium lost it. And then, of course, he's up to bat four more times and they just walk him. That pitcher was like, F no, you time the record on me. Like, got close enough, dude. Like, here's four walks.
Gosh, dude.
Yeah. Man. That was cool. Who cares if he was on steroids, man? Just everyone wants to see home runs.
Give us entertainment.
Just saying. I'm just saying, man.
Or like, have you seen videos of pitchers putting like tar on baseballs to so they can throw gnarlier curveballs or something?
I haven't seen videos. They'll put like,
they always call it like a foreign substance.
Yeah,
I've seen some compilations of pitchers getting thrown out of games because the umpire's like inspecting their glove and they find pine tar.
Yeah,
in the glove.
Max Scherzer just got thrown out of game like last week.
Was it for that? No way.
That's what the umpires were saying, and Max was pissed. Wow, what team is Max on now? He's kind of bounced around. Max Scherzer. Can't even remember. I'm a terrible fan. He was on the Mets. So yeah, he was pitching, and the umpires were all like looking at his glove and ball, and they're like, "It's sticky." And he's like, "It's not sticky. It's resin in my spit." Like, you're allowed to have resin, I guess, to like help your fingers not sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got thrown out for allegedly having foreign substances. But
wow,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let pitchers take steroids and use pine tar, and let batters take steroids, and it'll be the most entertaining baseball.
Yeah, just have a separate league. A separate league. You know, keep the MLB, keep it pure. I get it.
The juice league.
Dude, I'm telling you, the Saudis, they started this golf league. They can start a baseball league, and people will go see it.
Do people take steroids in golf?
No.
Cranking them out completely out there.
Dude, there's a guy, Bryson DeChambeau. He joined the new Saudi golf league.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude can consistently like drive at like 390, 400 yards. Like he is just a monster. He's like as big as me, but like bigger arms. You know, I'm 6'3", 220 pounds.
Dang. And
Bryson DeChambeau is probably like 240, 250.
Oh.
And he is just solid. I mean, he is not your typical golf player, like who's like. So he crushes the ball.
Have you seen the video of Mike Trout cranking one out at like a Top Golf?
Yeah,
it's funny.
Like over the net, dude. I've seen so many like baseball players just like they get kicked out because you're not supposed to hit it over the net.
Uh-huh.
But a baseball swing translates very well to a golf swing. It's not a perfect golf swing, but it's like they know how to like turn their wrists and rotate their hips. And so baseball players can crush it.
I remember seeing that video on Instagram of Mike Trout just because it's at night and the field is lit and you just see the ball disappear into darkness.
It just keeps going up and up, up and disappears. Yeah, it's so funny.
Man. Oh man. Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I'm trying to think. Like baseball's just really started. Yeah. There's not like I'm a Dodgers fan. I kind of gave up on the Angels.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like we're both kind of raised Dodgers fans because that's what like our whole family was fans of, but me, you, and Ben just love the Angels because of Angels in the outfield.
Yeah.
But I kind of just was reconverted to the Dodgers. It's just too hard to be an Angels fan.
That's fair. So I've tried.
But yeah, the Dodgers aren't doing that great. Yeah. They're doing okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I've tried to reconvert myself to the Dodgers, but I don't know why, but I have not been able to. The Angels have become part of my blood. Like I've been really excited about the A's coming to Las Vegas, but right now, as of now, I don't really see myself becoming an A's fan. I'll just go to a lot of A's games because it'll be the closest MLB, and I just love MLB in general. So,
right, yeah, I think I gave up on the Angels. Sorry, like right before I moved to OKC, and then it just like. The Dodgers AAA team is here. And so I was like, that's really when I just, you know, 5 years ago, I was just like, okay, like this is my team. Like they're like my secondary team. I just love the Angels. I love Mike Trout. Mm. And But so it's easy to be a fan here going to Dodgers AAA teams. And then
makes sense.
My son Jude is obsessed with the Dodgers too. He loves Mookie Betts.
If I ever moved to OKC, I'm sure then I'd probably get converted.
Oh yeah, dude. The Dodgers Stadium here is so nice for a AAA stadium. It is so nice. I mean, you've been there.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Great stadium, great location in the city, just right downtown. Yeah, there's nothing better. I love a baseball game in person.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, dude, come out to OKC this summer. Come visit us. We'll go to a game.
Yeah, I've been saving my money a lot more, so I'll need to get a plane ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How many stadiums have you been to, baseball stadiums? Did we talk about this the last podcast? We might have.
I think so. But I've been to Angel Stadium a handful of times, and then I've been to Dodger Stadium. And I think that's it.
Dude, you need to go to a Padres game. That stadium is right downtown San Diego. It is so freaking cool.
For my birthday, it wasn't for my birthday. It was for spring break. That's when I went to the, my mind just went blank. That's when I went to the Ducks game. I wanted to try to go to an Angels game without realizing it was spring training and the Angels weren't playing in Anaheim. So, but the second team I was thinking about going to see was the Padres down in San Diego. But then, you know, the same thing. I was like, spring training. Like they're not, because don't they all play in Arizona or something?
Yeah. I think Arizona for the West Coast teams and then like Florida for the East Coast teams or something like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But all right, dude, I gotta get going. I have to leave at like 6 a.m. for work. I gotta drive for my court hearing.
Got
2 hour drive.
I gotta wake up early for work too. So
what time do you wake up for work usually?
Usually I wake up at 7 because I go into work at 8, but now we're getting way busier at work now and we're starting to fall behind a little bit. So I'm going to start going in at 7, just an hour early to get caught up on stuff.
Nice.
So
nice. That's cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta leave the house at 6:30.
Goodness. Yeah. All right.
Well, brother, this was fun. I haven't really talked about the Oakland A's and the potential Utah MLB team with anybody yet. So this was fun.
This was fun. I'm glad to talk about it. And I'm excited. Very, very excited. Well,
you'll just be my like once a month baseball guest.
Dude, heck I'll have you on
once a month and just talk about baseball.
Yeah.
And then my last podcast with Ben, we kind of did a prediction for the first round of the NBA playoffs, like who we think will win. And then we were kind of talking about current games. And so I'm going to do that like every round of the NBA playoffs, talk about like, okay, who I think is going to win this round and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I should do that in the fall with the baseball playoffs.
Dude, let's do it.
Sick, dude. Let's do it, man.
I'm stoked.
All right, brother. It's good talking to you. Love you, man.
Yeah, love you too, bro. See ya.
All right. Later. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Moonshot Podcast with my brother Preston, as we talked about the Oakland A's moving to Vegas and the state of Utah potentially getting a new MLB expansion team and a little bit of other stuff like how there should be a steroid league for baseball, because who doesn't want to see 500-foot home runs? Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next time.